Erin, E-R-I-N, Garcia, 6696. Erin comes in today because she has cough, congestion, and a cold symptoms. Her flu test, strep test, and COVID test were negative, period. And she also needs a woman exam and blood work. She was told that one time she had ovarian cyst and that she had high testosterone level, period. She's had a hard time losing weight. She weighs 223 now, has tried different ways of losing it, but has not been very effective for her, period. Family history doesn't know anything about her mom, her dad. Her mom is healthy, but there's cancer in the grandparents. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's not married. She works at a dermatology office. She has one child. Last period for 2025, she has periods every month or every 2 months. Allergy, latex, surgical problem, negative, medical problem, negative, COVID immunization, none, medications, none, review of system, sore throat, cough, congestion. Ear pain, fever at night, cough, no nausea, some nausea, no vomiting, postnasal drip, no hematemesis, hematitis, positive leg pain, blood work is due today, and evaluation for fatty liver and ovarian cyst is also due. She weighs 223, 97%, 97.9, 20, 82, 125 over 52, heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no large lower extremity, shows no edema, coming cyanosis, TM slightly red. Assessment. Number one, otitis media. Number two, sinusitis. Number three, history of ovarian cyst. Number four, history of high testosterone. Number five, history of fatty liver. Number six, we'll treat the sinus infection with Rocephin a gram now, Dexa 10 milligram now. Then I'm going to give him a prescription for Amoxil 500 twice a day, then Medrol dose pack, period. New paragraph. She does have what looks like fatty liver. We talked about weight loss. We talked about GLP-1 agonist as well. She's going to look into a compounding pharmacy. She wants to be a compounding pharmacist, which I think that would be great. Next number, no evidence of ovarian cyst noted per transabdominal ultrasound. Transvaginal ultrasound would be much more helpful, but she has no symptoms. Next number is abnormal periods. That's been abnormal for most of her life. Next number is increased weight. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is echocardiogram with a normal limit in phase of palpitation. Next number is because of dizziness, which is most likely related to her sinuses. We did a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits, except for mild calcification. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.